Hi there. The word for you today is, what's your attitude towards your child? In Luke 15, verse 20, we read from the story of the parable of the prodigal son when he was still a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion on him. Chuck Colson writes, and I quote, "When I was at Buckingham Palace, Prince Philip asked me, 'What can we do about crime here in England?' I replied, 'Send more children to Sunday school.' Well, he thought I was joking. But I pointed out a study by sociologist Christy Davies, which found in the first half of the 1800s, British society was marked by high levels of crime and violence, which dropped off dramatically in the late 1800s and early 1900s. What changed? An entire nation's national character. Throughout that period, attendance at Sunday schools rose steadily until by 1888, a full 75% of children in England were enrolled. Since then, attendance has fallen off, with a corresponding increase in crime and disorder. If we fill the Sunday schools, Colson writes, we can change hearts and restore society. So does that mean our children will never lose their way? No. It just means that they'll realize the truth of what they were taught. Recall the joys of being in, quote, Father's house, and return because they know they'll be welcomed back. Notice something in the story of the prodigal son. No charge of parental neglect is laid at the doorstep of the prodigal's father. He was a great role model. He supported his children financially and emotionally. He guided them without forcing them to conform. He gave them room to fail and a place to return. What does, however, reflect on us as parents is our attitude toward our children. Let me speak to your parent. Your child may be a great way off, but they need to know you care, that you love them and pray for them, and that you'll welcome them home.